So we are in the middle of Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center is calling for action from community members to stand up against child abuse. And did you know statistics show that 1 in 5 children will be sexually abused, often by someone they know and trust? DCAC says the recognition and the prevention of child abuse in North Texas is more essential than ever before. Joining us now on the KRLD Zoom Room is Murphy Sears with DCAC. Thank you so much, Murphy. It's been reported by DCAC that you guys saw an increase in child abuse cases last year. So how many clients did you actually serve here in the Metroplex?
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. It's so important to talk about this, especially during the month of April. Last year alone, we saw over 8,000 kiddos and their non-offending family members for services at DCAC. Everything we do is free of charge. We provide them with everything from the investigative services all the way up to the healing services. So it was a record-breaking year for DCAC, unfortunately so.
And it's a very realistic thing that in the middle of a pandemic, it's got to be even harder for you to make these investigations. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What we really saw at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was under a stay-at-home order, it was the most dangerous time for our children. They were home. They were not in front of their teachers, the professionals who are our most astute professional reporting source in our county. And so reports had dipped a little bit. What we saw was that reports were down. The increase of abuse was actually occurring. There was more physical abuse that was occurring right at the onset of the pandemic due to additional stressors or financial situations that families found themselves in. And so it was scary for our kids. We were talking all over the community, imploring people to be reporting, to report. If you see something, say something. We have free recognizing and reporting education for all of our community members so that they can understand the red flags of child abuse, so that they know the proper way to report child abuse if they suspect something is happening. And so it was harder to receive those cases because teachers did not have eyes on kids. Now that kids are back in school full time, that is partly why we're seeing such an increase of cases right now.
And how much do you expect things to increase when you take on these cases? And with children now having, you know, being able to go to school, get away from abusers at home, and speak to a trusted adult, I can imagine that's so important.
Sure. Actually, last month in March, we recorded our largest month ever of forensic interviews, which is the first step in the investigative process. And so it was over 260 forensic interviews. So when we know that that many children are being interviewed, then that funnel will continue to trickle down. They will receive family advocacy services as well as mental health healing services as well. So we do expect to see over 8,400 kiddos in this current year. And again, last year was a record. We unfortunately anticipate continuing to exceed those numbers. And I want to be very clear, it's not because child abuse is happening more frequently. We are seeing an increase in numbers because our community members are becoming more astute in knowing how to recognize and report. And so the process is working in order to provide justice and healing for these kiddos.
Do you find some adults want to report something, but they don't want to be wrong and feel that they could, you know, interfere with a family if they're wrong?
Yes. And what I would encourage anybody and everybody who has even just a tiny inkling, even just a gut feeling, to report it. Reporting is anonymous. And once you report it, and when you report it anonymously, the experts take over. The experts will investigate and determine what the course of action can and should be for that child. So that adult who reported it is able to step out of the process and let the professionals take over.
Where can the community get more information on how to be a proper reporter?
On our website. So on our website, we offer all of our education free of charge. It's our recognizing and reporting education, and that's dcac.org. And that course will take you through the proper steps of how to recognize and report. There is a 24-hour hotline through CPS. And as always, you can always call 911. You can always call law enforcement and ask them to intervene as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.